This is a special presentation of the Urban View on Sirius XM. I'm Joe Madison. Together, you and I are writing a new page in the story of African American experiences. The mission of this broadcast is to raise money for the completion of the Smithsonian National Museum of African American History and Culture. And to make history doing it by staying on the air for 52 consecutive hours to break a Guinness World Record. You will hear from many of my friends throughout the marathon, some of whom, without a doubt, will be represented in the museum. Please make a donation now. Go to joemadison.com and be part of history. So here we are, all right, down how many? Don Wickham, who is our project manager, he's, where are we? And I can't blame him. He's been up since 4 o'clock, 3 o'clock this morning. We all have. And, all right, so 13 down, 39 hours to go. Wait, what does it mean? Is that right? Never. You guys, forget it. We'll figure it out. All right. Hey, just make sure when 10 a.m. Friday comes, it's 52, okay? So we're out here trying to break this world record. You know, before I, Robert Gatewood, before I bring you on, I'm just absolutely, the lineup we've had today, the people who have shown up, you heard a man, I swear, I don't know who else is listening in the NBA. I don't know if Kobe's listening. I don't know if Magic, I don't know who's listening. You never know. But if they are, man, they ought to give Spencer Haywood a hug, and he should never want anything.
Write him a check.
That's what tell me about it. He should never want for anything because there would not be. So here's so understand the deal.
Well, that's the value of what you bring to the stage.
I'm telling you. It's
invaluable.
It really is, and you don't know. And I kept saying, why haven't I heard Spencer Haywood's name? You know, of all that you hear Dr. J, you hear Dave Bing, you hear all these, you hear Chris, I mean, where's Chris Webber? I got to get a hold of Chris Webber, too, because he would know. He's out of Detroit, too. But I know he has an appreciation. But I just sit here and I think to myself what these guys went through. Amazing what they went through. And they didn't have to. They didn't have to.
Well, it's symbolic of what happens in every industry, so... That's just one example.
Gatewood, Robert Gatewood, and that's the voice you're hearing now. He is Gatewood Marketing. And if you go to joemadison.com, that's the Gatewood's the man who created this website. He manages the website. He makes sure. What was that problem I had where we had to, I don't remember, somebody sat up there and gave 10,000 emails or something like that?
Oh, yeah, the hackers. Boy, that's an ongoing issue with anybody who has a website. Once you reach a certain level, you're going to have to deal with the hackers, the robots, and that's just part of being on the web. Is a bad neighborhood when you get down to it. It's a bad neighborhood, and you got to keep your windows locked. And so that's just one of the steps you have to do if you're on a high-profile website. Now, if you just have a website that's only getting a couple of folks a day, you're not going to have. It's like any property. A property that's got diamonds and jewels in it, people are going to try to break in it. And that's why you're seeing these news stories across the country, and nobody's exempt. I don't care who you are, what kind of business you're in. If somebody's determined to get into your website, they will get into your website. So you just have to keep putting bars on the windows to try to keep them out and discourage them.
How, in terms of how you got started, let me, what drove you to marketing and the clients that, because you specialize, you're a specialist, I guess would be the best thing.
Right, I'm a specialist. I actually came out of college and worked for corporate America, worked for several big corporations, some very well-known names, and somewhere along the way, I felt like I was not really getting my satisfaction out of, and it wasn't, you know, we all got to work for somebody at some point.
Right.
That's where I got my skills. But at some point, I reached a level where I felt like I had more to give, and it became more about helping others achieve their goals. And so I started Gatewood Marketing with a mission of building businesses so we can put people to work. And so I started working with clients like yourself, Diet to Go, big well-known name. Mm-hmm. I was working with Teller Grocer, where I became president of the company. And so once I accumulated all this wealth of knowledge, I realized there were some challenges in our community. And so there's an economic challenge that our community is fighting on a daily basis.
Which is?
Well, we have businesses that are failing at an alarming rate. And we never get to the point where we can hire people.
We never talk about that. We know generally that small businesses usually, if they're lucky, if they can survive 5 years, that's if they can get 5 years, that's the last I heard.
If they get 5 years, they're doing pretty good.
They're doing pretty
better
good.
Better than most.
But no way. One, I never heard anyone break down the numbers for the African American community. I know, like when we talk about our health, who has diabetes, prostate cancer, we know those numbers. What you're saying in that in the business community, particularly in when entrepreneurs and small business, we fail, are you saying at a greater rate than most demographics?
Well, Joe, the problem is we start enough businesses. We actually start plenty of businesses. Starting businesses is not the problem. Getting these businesses to the point where they can thrive past year one. And another number that's really very few people think about is we don't get to the point where we can hire. The average African-American business hires less than one person per business. Now, you say, how can you have one less than one person? Because even the owner doesn't get to the point where he's full-time. So he has another job. He's moonlighting, and he's doing his business part-time. So when you take that dynamic, you ask yourself, how in the world can the community hire its own residents if the owner is not even a full-time employee? So we have all these one-person shops out here, or half-person shops, that never get to the point where they can hire people from the community. So what we have is every summer our kids get out of school, and instead of us being able to hire our kids like we should, we load our kids into our cars and drive them across the street or across the bridge to other neighborhoods looking for work. And I've had a serious problem with that. And so I've made it one of my missions, one of my reasons for being, or like the French say, raison d'etre, is to try to change that dynamic, at least get these companies to the point where they can hire the kids in the community.
Well, there must be more than one stumbling block. So what are the stumbling blocks?
Well, the stumbling blocks are basics. I think we always have to walk. There's the old saying, you have to crawl before you walk. Well, many of the businesses in our community, unfortunately, we jump into it and start running. We haven't learned the basics. And one of those basic fundamentals is understanding marketing. Understanding customer acquisition, understanding lifetime values, understanding the value of the web, some of the things that a business must have. And marketing is one of those number one reasons that businesses fail. And marketing, people think marketing is just advertising, running an ad, just deciding a radio station to run on. But if you don't understand things such as targeting by profiling, demographics, the reasons people buy, the psychological reasons, most businesses just fall flat because they start advertising when the precursor to any type of advertising should be an understanding of marketing. And if you don't understand marketing...
So marketing comes before advertising.
Absolutely. Because there are some metrics people think marketing marketing is very ethereal. It's a mind thing. Marketing is about psychology. And there's two metrics that every business owner should understand that most have never even heard of. That's the cost per acquisition. Every customer that comes into your business has a cost. Mm-hmm. We call it a CPA. And that's not the CPA like Lou Hutt.
Right.
It stands for cost per acquisition. And if you don't understand what it costs to get a customer, you already have one strike against you. So every customer has a cost. That's the first metric you have to know about.
Now, we're talking financial cost here.
Cost.
All right.
And basically, if I went out and spent $1,000 and got 10 customers, my cost per acquisition is $100 per customer. And that's a number every business owner should have some understanding of. If you don't, you're already behind the eight ball. The second number you need to understand is the lifetime value. Once that customer comes in the door, how much money are they going to spend with your business? So in the paradigm of things, the cost per acquisition should always be coming down, and the lifetime value should be going up.
Hmm.
And if you get them mixed up, you're out of business. And unfortunately, most people have no understanding. So when people come to me, Joe, I'm a marketer. I sit down and I say, look, let's look at what type of business you're in, who you're trying to get to, and then let's see if we can get those numbers working in your favor. Now, the biggest problem I have when people come to me, they say, look, Robert, I don't want to discriminate. I want to sell to everybody.
Okay, but you get people who say, well, yeah, you should, because the only color is green.
Well, that's a mistake, see.
Really?
That makes good sense. It makes a nice sound bite, but it's a terrible statement to make when you come to marketing. Because let's think about this. We have a finite amount of resources. You have a finite number of money, people, facilities. So if you have only a finite number of resources, you need to make your resources go for a targeted group of people. You can't advertise on every station. You can't advertise on every website. You have to be able to target where that money is going to be spent. It's like taking a rifle approach versus a shotgun approach.
So am I hearing you say in marketing what I say, know your audience, know your customer.
And, Joe, a lot of people get in business for the wrong reason. They think their parents were in that business. They saw something on TV. They read about it. Yeah. It's, I'm going to get in that business, too, and they have no idea what they're doing. And then once they get into the business, they don't know their market. And that's why they call it marketing. Marketing is all about targeting who you're going to go after. That's the first rule of marketing, Understanding who it is you're going after. And, one, if you're going after a market where your service, where there's no match, another reason you're going to fail. There has to be some type of congruency between the market you're going after and services.
Give me a concrete example.
Well, let's take my business, Gateway Marketing. I know my audience is small to medium-sized businesses, okay? If I spent my money trying to go after Oprah and Bill Gates and Mark Zuckerberg, I'm going to fail because that's not my target. I know exactly who my target is. Now, since I know who that is, I'm going to spend my money wisely going after that audience. I make the joke that I can spot my customer a mile away. I can walk into a room with 50 people, and I can pick out the 5 people who are going to be my customers because I've known my market long enough. And until the small businesses that are out here start honing and sharpening their skills so that they can spend their money more wisely, that's when that cost per acquisition come down. I was working with this company called Diet2Go out in Virginia.
I remember them. Yeah.
Yeah. Matter of fact, you were one of these
customers.
That's right.
Yeah.
And we spent most of our time.
I did promos for
them. That's right.
Advertising for them. Right.
It was like a test tube, Joe. And that's why I had to start taking this information and sharing it with other companies.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a test tube with white coats on. We'd be in a room and we would take every time we spent money on an advertisement. We knew exactly within a month what the cost per acquisition was. And if we said to ourselves, and if our metric said we can't spend more than $200 per customer, then if that advertiser delivered anything less than that, we might give them another month or two. But if they were coming in at $400 or $500 a customer, that was going to be a problem because we knew what the lifetime value was. The lifetime value was going to be around $2,000. So you have to understand those metrics. Marketing is not all about emotion. Now, emotion is a big part of the selling process, but you have to understand the metrics. And one of the more, you also have to stay current, Joe, also, because right now the Internet.
Yeah.
The Internet is where a lot of small businesses are also missing the boat.
And real quick before we get out of, we're almost out of time, but how are they missing the boat? And why? I mean, what, they're not using it properly? What?
Well, there are some companies out here right now, as we speak, who don't have a website for whatever reason. Joe, it's almost like I can't believe it. They don't understand what a domain name is. And I'm just give everybody a piece of advice today. You need to register a domain. The minute you get an idea that you think you're going to name your
register that domain
right away. I have too many hard luck stories where somebody had the idea.
Yeah.
They didn't register it. Somebody bought that same domain that they could have bought for $12. Yeah. End up selling to them for $2,000.
If folks want to get in touch with you, you've got your website. And they can go to my website
right. To
see the work that you've done.
That's right. I mean,
because you convinced me and get that Black Eagle domain, get it done, Joe Mattis, because folks will get it and then try to sell it
back to
you.
Right. You know, it's kind of weird that the difference between the thing that's most valuable costs the least. A domain costs about $12 a year. And if you let that get away from you, you're missing out on a big opportunity. It might really may be the difference between the success or failure of your company.
And so they can go to my website, joemadison.com, or
they can go to gatewoodmarketing.com. We also have our web services, gatewood.co, where you can register domains, set up your own website.
Set it all up for them.
That's exactly right.
I appreciate you being here.
All right, Joe, appreciate you.
No, don't. And stay around. You have some. I don't know if we got anything left to eat. Oh, okay. They're telling us that because I'm telling you. All right. We'll have something, water or something.
I appreciate everything you're doing, Joe.
I appreciate you being here. We'll continue.